Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods. Welcome. I want to talk to you today about a really big trend that I'm seeing more and more in my practice, in my private practice, and with people all around me, and it's not a healthy trend at all. And it is parents who are taking care of their grown adult children, enabling their children, whether they're 25 or 30 or 40, even kids in their 50s and 60s. And it's kind of a form of abuse because a parent doesn't allow their children the experience of growing, doesn't allow their child to learn the experience of consequences, or doesn't allow their children the opportunity to be responsible. So let me ask you a question. Whether you're a parent or you know a parent who is doing this, here's a good question. Are you one of those parents who enable your grown child? Let me give you an example. If your child, say, purchased new clothing, like expensive ones at the mall, and then they went club hopping. First, they took some friends out for dinner, and they paid. They foot the bill. Then they go club hopping, and they foot the bill. And they couldn't afford their rent that month. Would you pay for it? Believe me, there are more parents out there that would do it than not do it. And what it causes is it creates a pattern of unhealthy rescuing. Yeah, you can go out and spend all your money. It's okay. We'll pay for your rent. So you don't teach that child anything because they know they will be taken care of. And in the end, it's making things worse in the long run for you and the adult child, because your child's always going to come back and ask, and you're always going to feel guilty and do it. See, in my line of work, I sadly see it happen so often where adult children remain overly dependent on their parents and get into bad situations because their parents enable them and don't teach them responsibility. And I think more of us see it more than we would like to, and it's sad because the child, no matter how old they are, never learned the skill of responsibility. The parents literally rob them of that opportunity. And that kind of enabling is not healthy. Let me tell you about enabling. Enabling is a specific behavior by someone that allows another person to continue their self-destructive patterns of behavior. Another way of putting it is enabling is directly supporting someone else's unhealthy tendencies. You know, I read somewhere that enabling is love turned to fear and help turned to control. Can I say that again? Enabling is love turned to fear and help turned to control. Enabling parents basically removes that person from having the right to take responsibility for their behaviors. And the parent will always fix it, solve it, or make the consequences go away. And the truth is this damages your child. When you see a 25 and 30-year-old healthy child, not a child with a disability or a mental health issue, just a healthy adult child, get an expensive apartment or a house to rent. They purchase a very high-priced car or truck, and they continue to lose their jobs and spend money frivolously because they know their parents will foot the bill. And I see children that drink and smoke pot and play video games all day, and parents just sit there and allow it. Oh, they complain. They complain a lot, but they don't do anything about it. And the adult child basically holds their parents emotional hostages in order to keep that pattern of being rescued going. Now, we know that enabling behaviors come from a place of love. You know, you love your child, and you want what's best for your child. However, constantly enabling your child and taking care of them is not what's best for them. It's debilitating them because the adult child never learns to grow up. They simply get permission to continue the behaviors of getting what they want when they want. These children, and I call them children because they certainly can't take care of themselves because the parents are doing it for them, they don't learn to manage themselves and continue to need because the enabling patterns won't let them learn the skills they need to support themselves. Actually, by enabling the child, their growth is interfered with, and they can't fend for themselves. So you've got a 30-year-old that acts like a 13 or 14-year-old because they don't know what's right from wrong because you've enabled them. So what do you do? Now, I wish I could just say no. But you know it, and I know it, that you've created that adult, that's enabling adult child. And it doesn't matter why you did it, but you did it. And for parents who have enough integrity to offer their child a fair chance of growth and proper development, it's time to set boundaries. And I know it can be difficult for parents because they feel a great deal of stress, anxiety, anticipatory anxiety if they say no or they break under their child's manipulation. But I tell you something, it can be done. I've watched it firsthand. It's incredible. But first and foremost, a parent needs to ask themselves, why are you doing it? Did something happen? Was there a divorce? An alcoholic parent? A tragic death of some sort? Abuse of some sort? And the parent feels guilty? I mean, ask yourself, be brutally honest. Look, enabling your child could not have happened without you. Since you're the vital part of the problem, you have to first take a hard look at your own behavior. Really, you need to call yourself out for your contribution to the problem. You may say, my kid can't be independent. How come? What did you do? Did you help them become independent or did you make them dependent? So what do? There's some books out there. You can get help. You can see a therapist. You can go to support groups. But you have to accept and own up because that's going to be the first positive step in changing. The next is the biggest step, and that is to set boundaries. And believe me, it's not simple. I know this. I work with parents. You need to set them and follow through. And when you set boundaries, it means you are willing and ready to release your need to control the outcomes of your child's behaviors and experiences. You need to let go of your control. You allow your child to understand their choices, which includes consequences. And it's okay to say no, or I'm not going to do that anymore. And just like that, you have started to take your control back. Listen, I'm laughing because don't kid yourself. It's not going to be, oh, I'm suddenly in control. No, your adult child is going to manipulate you, make you feel guilty, demand, act out, threaten you, threaten suicide, tell you they're never going to speak to you again, blame you for everything. But remember, your child is this way because you allowed it. So stand firm. Making the first step to set a boundary with your adult child is going to be scary. I promise you that. And it's going to be scary, but it's going to be okay because, like I said, I work with parents teaching them how to set boundaries with their adult children. And I get that you might be afraid you may be pushed away or you may push them away. But at the same time, you can tell that indeed you're helping them by helping them work towards their own independence and their own life. Since you probably don't have good boundaries with your child, the first few times you refuse to help them, they're going to be angry. They might even be shocked, like, what? I see a couple people who I see because their parents stop supporting them and they just can't get over it. But you know what? They're going to survive. I watched it over and over and over where the parent suddenly cuts the child off. And the child has no other choice but to get a job, pay their rent, pay for their food, stop drinking so much, get out of the bedroom and stop playing the games all day, doing something. And no one understands that your decision to limit your involvement is going to mean guilt trips and threats. But don't worry. They're going to learn to accept the changes. And who knows? Eventually, they're going to be able to say, thank you for teaching me that. A good parent will teach their child independence and responsibility. So if you have taught that to your child, pat yourself on the back for being a good parent. I want to say one last thing about this, and that is, here's the bottom line. When you stop enabling your adult child, it does not mean you stopped loving your child. It means you love them hard enough and strong enough to teach them how to be a responsible adult. So go ahead, set those boundaries, let go, and allow your child to grow. For now, this is Tyler Wood saying, walk in peace.